We were talking yesterday about the Avnei Nezer's question of whether a child who's under bar mitzvah becomes bar mitzvah Matzei Shabbos of Shabbos Tisha B'Av. Does he have to fast? So he said the Rashba, who's not talking about a bar mitzvah kid, Rashba's talking about when you have a situation of a Shabbos Tisha B'Av, when's the Iker Chiyav? So the Rashba says the fact that there's no practices on Shabbos Tisha B'Av, in fact you have a Suda Kesuda Shlomo HaMelech, shows you that they were akrua lagamrei. They uprooted Tisha B'Av that on a Shabbos entirely. And there's no chiyav on that Shabbos. And the whole chiyav is on Sunday. And therefore, the katan, since he's bar mitzvah on the day of the chiyav, he should fast that day. And the Avnei Nezer was saying that logic should necessitate the fasting of the katan because of this Rashba, that there's no chiyav on Shabbos when he was putter. If there would have been a chiyav while he was in a putter zone, he wouldn't have been chayev once it was pushed to the next day. So the question's like this. The Rashba is a little difficult because why don't we assume that the main chiyav is Shabbos Tisha B'Av? Just there's a tashlumen. There's a makeup day the next day. Why should the fact that it doesn't seem like because there's a practice on that day or not teach us whether or not the ikar chiyav's that day? Often, sometimes you have something that's an onus. Shabbos. Onus Rachmana Patre, Shabbos, what you can do. We don't want you to do Avelos in Shabbos. So we pushed it to the next day. Why is the Rashba saying that they akru lagamrei? So I saw in the Shmeres Chaim from Rav Scheinberg. Rav Scheinberg wants to say the following. He says that in general, there was a machlokas you see from the Gemara, whether to be koveya Tisha B'Av based on the tchila of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash or the end or where the bulk of it was happening. So he says that's the focus. He says that's the focus. So we did it. The establishment was made at the beginning of the burning. But if you have a day where you cannot meet the beginning of the burning with practices of Avelus, the two cannot meet each other. So there was never a takana of a Tisha B'Av on that year. Rather, they went by the other side of the argument, which is to go by the Iker burning, which was the next day. You understand? The only reason to follow the beginning of the burning is if you could practice some Avelus that day. But if you can't practice that Avelus that day because the Shabbos Tisha B'Av, so they went after the end of the burning as opposed to the Tchilas of the Sreifa itself, which would be the next day. Rabbi Chanani